Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, November 21st, 2024. Picking up where we left off yesterday at the Solidarity Center in Brewer, where earlier this week, organizers and participants spoke about Food and Medicine's 22nd annual Solidarity Harvest and what they need from the community to make it a success.
Hi, my name is Dan Loudermilk. I am with the Machinist Union, also known as the IAM, and we represent unionized workers throughout the state of Maine and the Eastern Territory, which is Vermont, New York, New Hampshire. Solidarity Harvest, or the food medicine, was a big help last year. We had right around 89 mill workers that were on strike, and it lasted right into Thanksgiving. And luckily, Solidarity Harvest came along and rescued these guys, because some of them weren't even sure how they were going to feed their families for Thanksgiving. So we hauled 89 to 90 boxes up to Baileyville, Maine, and we fed every single mill worker that was on strike, and what was left over we fed to the community. The mill workers actually went out and knew some people that were hurting and they needed help, so they took some of the baskets and they knocked on doors and they delivered them. So food and medicine is a big, big help. They came to the rescue and they were greatly appreciated. And you could tell how much the mill workers appreciated it when you have grown men sitting there in tears handing out boxes. It was just a wonderful thing. So hats off to food and medicine.
My name's Everett Ottinger. My wife and I operate Nettie Fox Farm, small certified organic mixed vegetable farm in Newburgh, Maine. Solidarity Harvest buys produce from us at market cost. We sell them squash, carrots, and onions this year. Some years, like Jack mentioned, if we have a bumper crop or something, they're happy to pay us full price for it. As the stresses of the season sometimes mount for farmers due to whatever, it's nice to have sometimes a renewed sense of purpose, and taking part in an event like this really does that for us and helps remind us of why we do what we do, which is Maine food on Maine plates. It's a small independent business. It's nice to feel part of the solidarity that we admire and see amongst the people who we respect and on whose labor we depend. And so it's nice to feel part of that bigger picture. We appreciate selling a big charge of produce all at once with a lot of flexibility. It's a nice part of our fall business. And again, just like a real great sense of togetherness to be able to put our food on plates all over the state.
My name is Kara Hay, and I'm the president and CEO of Penquis. We just started gathering donations for turkeys this morning. We have people in the Hannaford parking lot in Brewer who are able to accept donations or actual turkeys. People can also go to penquis.org and donate $15, buys a turkey. In addition, they can text turkey at 44321. As of right now, we have 90 turkeys. We need 6,000 by Saturday night to meet the need that we're seeing. And these turkeys go across the state. So anything that people can do to give, even if it's just $5, will get us closer to that 6,000 turkey mark.
More information is available at foodandmedicine.org, on their social media, and by calling 989-5860. If you're with an organization that's distributing food baskets for Thanksgiving and you want to let people know how to reach you with requests or donations, let me know as soon as possible and we'll try to include you as well. Home in Orland says they are all set for Thanksgiving. Julie Rehm, their program coordinator, says, quote, "It looks like we will definitely meet our goal for turkeys, thanks to our community. One of our board members purchased 20 turkeys. St. Francis by the Sea Episcopal Church in Blue Hill secured 50 turkeys from the Blue Hill Tradewinds for us, on top of 12 complete Thanksgiving food boxes that they always donate. And some lovely supporters from the First Congregational Church of Old Greenwich are sending us a donation to help make up any shortages we may have." I don't want to leave out that the Unitarian Universalist Church of Castine is also providing turkeys with the fixins, as they do each year, end quote. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care, and I'll see you tomorrow.